right now it is time to hand over to Una's doppelganger, her other kind of personality, her pseudonym, her, I don't know what other words I'm looking for. It's Auntie Una.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. What have you got today?
Okay, so this comes in from Sinead. Hey, Auntie Una. You might think I'm terrible for this, but please don't judge me yet. I've been chatting to this guy in Hinge. Vibes are good. So much flirting. Like, the chemistry is real. I can feel it. We met up last weekend for coffee. He's not a catfish or anything, but there is one thing that I'm finding it hard to get past.
Oh.
His nostril hair.
Ah, stop.
It's very long and prevalent. And when I was talking to him, I couldn't help but zone in on the nose hair. He's so lovely and super cute, but I can't get past the nose and the tuft growing out of it. What do I do, Sinead?
Lads across the country now are now conscious of their nose hair. Turn to the person beside you and look them in the nose and see how much hair is popping out there. How's mine looking at the moment? Is mine looking good?
You trimmed it, did you?
I did. I trimmed over the weekend.
Oh, well done.
Because I knew what Auntie Una was going to be like this morning, so I'm like, I'm trimming my nose hairs because I don't want to be judged. And mine were super long. I didn't realise.
Do you not get them burnt?
No, not me nose hairs. Get me ear hairs burnt.
Ah, yeah. Okay, why don't you get your nose hairs burned?
I tell you what, let's do your nose hairs burning first and see how you get on. Anyway, this person...
I didn't have an issue with nose hairs.
You don't?
Would. No, no.
Okay, but this person clearly does.
Yeah, Sinead, I don't know what to say if you can't get past the tuft of fluff.
Tough fluff.
A few extra nose whiskers can be dealt with, can't they?
Yeah, like, how close is she with him? Like, she could just say it to him or give him a gift of a nose trimmer.
But this is the thing. But, I mean, they've just been chatting on Hinge and everything was great. They've only met up once. She can't just now, for the second time, turn up with the nose trimmers.
I think I have the answer to this. All right, love to hear everyone else's suggestions, all right? 087-110-207. Should she face her nose hair demons and say it to him? Or should she just not talk to him at all because it's obviously affecting her? And maybe it's a her thing. But what should she do?
It's a tough one. You have to meet him a couple of more times before you give him the nose trimmers. You can't just go straight in now.
Maybe he wears contact lenses and he leaves the nose hair in there just in case his eyes dry out. So once you pluck a nose hair, it kind of rehydrates the eye.
I don't think you're supposed to pluck nose hairs.
What?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know. Because don't they serve a purpose?
Brilliant. You're just like, you're one of those Google doctors,
they
aren't
do.
You?
They do. No, because they go, dust, that's it. Dust.
Okay, 087-110-207. What should Sinead do about her potential
boyfriend
suitor?
Nose hair.
And his nose hairs. 087-110-207. Una, Auntie Una, what is going on with this lady and her fear of nostril hair?
Yeah, so Sinead... met this guy on Hinge, like, really nice guy. The vibes are good, loads of flirting, the chemistry is there. But she met up with him face to face, and he's still lovely and everything. But she can't get past the nostril hair, the nose hair, the tuft of fluff in the middle of his face, the nose whiskers. And she doesn't know what to do. She says she can't get past the tuft growing out of it.
And because it's annoying her, she's just going to see that. That's the only thing she's going to see when she looks at him. And I'd say when he breathes, it kind of like through his nose, that it kind of flaps in the wind as well. Then.
Oh, that's a love. Oh my God. That's really beautiful imagery to think of his nostril hair flapping in the wind.
087-110-207. What are you saying?
Jack says, does she want a man or a doll? Because the difference is, men have hair.
Yeah. Put up with the hairy man.
You know? Same thing about ladies.
Ladies don't have hair, apart from...
Oh, we do.
Where are you going? I have an idea, actually. This might work. Okay, so if it's really... just say she really, 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 really likes him, yeah?
Yeah.
And she could literally buy a nose hair trimmer, okay? But don't just give it to him, all right? Buy a few things. Like, go to, like, the, you know, like a pharmacy where there's, like, loads of gift packs and stuff. And buy a pack of stuff and put it in like a little basket, like it was a raffle, and say she won this at work. She goes, what am I going to do with all this? It's all lad stuff. Here, you have it. So give her the links, give her the nose trimmer, or him the nose trimmer, and there you go. Problem solved. He'll then be like, oh.
Yeah, but he might not use it. He might just be like.
Well, if he doesn't use it, that's where she like pins him to the ground and then just goes at
him. Use the nose hair.
All right, 087-1102-107. What should Sinead do about this hairy nosy man? Hey, Auntie Una, what is going on in this girl's life? Sinead, she's a lost soul, I reckon.
Oh, she met this guy. She was chatting to him on Hinge for ages, and they got on really well. Vibes are good, really good chemistry, attracted to him. And she met up with him, and like, he wasn't a catfish or anything, but he does have very prevalent nostril hairs, and that's all she could look at. And it's kind of turned her a little bit, but she's like, everything else is perfect. So how can she get over the tuft of fluff?
The tuft of fluff, all right. We're looking for your advice for Sinead. What does she need to do? Maybe she just needs to get over it. It is only nose hair, but it's obviously distracting her, and it's the only thing that she can see.
How noticeable is it? Like, could you grab a fish full of it and yank out of them, or swing out of them like Tarzan?
Could you swing out of them like... All right.
Has he got a beard that it blends into? Like, if he's clean shaven, he's going to look like he's got two skunk's tails sitting over the end of his nostril.
Now, in fairness, if you do have a beard and moustache, and if you do happen to lose sight of the nose hairs, they will blend in. That's what happened to me last week.
That they blended into your beard, your moustache.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Not when you started pointing it out.
I did not.
Like, look at Cooper's nose hairs like there. And I'm like, what? I'm done nearly walking around with my hand over my face.
I remember my barber now, he's my brother-in-law, and he always cuts my hair at home. But he asked me, did I want my eyebrows trimmed one day during the haircut? And I was like, yeah, what?
Yeah, I think lads should trim their eyebrows.
Why?
Because they get out of control and all squirrely and wiry and stuff like that. You just trim them back. Just like zip.
Not everyone's.
It's because they've had them done, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. If you think not everyone's eyebrows go out all over the place, lads, like, they've had them trimmed.
Okay. Simple I as believe that. You. Leisha in Trim says, Sinead, men are like houses. Sometimes you need to do a bit of maintenance. Buy him the trimmer. Job done.
087-1102-107. Get a weed whacker out. Or maybe if you do happen to stay the night, just like when he does go to sleep, just say, oh. He wakes up and goes, what are you doing? And what about this woman that has sent in a letter to Auntie Una, looking for advice, Auntie Una, because she's frightened or maybe misguided or done, what is it? That she just doesn't like it, basically, the hairs.
She can't deal with this this new guy she met on Hinge. She can't deal with his nostril hairs. She really, like, everything else is great. Yeah. You just can't get past the nose hairs.
Okay, voice notes coming in on 087-1102-107.
Lad, you're not going to believe how random this is, but I was actually on a date with a girl called Sinead from Hinge there a while ago.
What? Is this the hairy nose man?
And I do have a wee bit of nose hair.
We found him!
But I didn't body shame her about the mole she had on her cheek with the black hair growing out of it. I couldn't stop staring at it myself.
Oh.
But I didn't go down the body shaming one, looking to fix it.
Okay. So, she...
Don't say it.
I never said that.
You did, you went, ew.
Yeah, as in like, doesn't matter.
Listen, all hairs are beautiful. Even and the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like, Shawnee in Carrick says, nothing wrong with having nostril curtains, lol.
Nostril. Oh God, now that you call them nostril curtains,
I know, yeah.
No, oh God, no.
I don't know,
All right, Sinead, just figure it out.
Buy him the trimmers.
Yeah, buy him the trimmers. Just say, here, will you cut these? Because you can't be looking at your face. Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.